Message 1 was received at 10:40 p.m. yesterday.
Hey, it's Mickey.
That would be Mickey Kouse, Slate's political weblog columnist or blogger. Since Mickey likes to work when we're asleep, he sometimes phones in his musings to our answering machine overnight. His latest audio blog involves a recent Bush administration appointment that never happened.
All sorts of political observers are extremely impressed with the Kerry campaign's ability to torpedo the nomination of Anthony Raimondo to be Bush's so-called manufacturing czar. If you remember what happened over the past few days, before Raimondo's name was even formally nominated, the Kerry camp distributed details showing that he committed the sin of opening a factory in China, and they accused him of outsourcing, and his name was withdrawn even before it was put forward, really. And this is considered a great triumph of the Kerry rapid response tactic. But it seems to me Kerry actually misplayed his hand badly. I mean, what if he'd waited a couple of days, let Raimondo be nominated, let his name become known, and then sprung the outsourcing charge on him? It would have been a much bigger deal if Raimondo had subsequently withdrawn, and it would have been even better for Kerry if Raimondo had refused to withdraw and prolonged the story for days and days and days, twisting slowly in the wind and generating story after story that made Bush look bad, probably eventually culminating in his withdrawal. So I tend to think that the Kerry camp is so locked into this tough guy, instant punchback mindset that they don't stop and think. See ya.
Late night political advice and opinion from columnist Mickey Kouse, who writes the Kouse Files weblog for Slate.com.